Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, just two games since we last spoke, a loss to Washington last Friday, and then an exciting 6-3 home win over the Kings on Tuesday night. In that game, the team fell behind 2-0. It was a dull game for a while, and then Buffalo just took over in the second period. They scored 4 goals in the span of about 6 minutes.
It was a very dull game. It seemed like another home game that would end 2-1. It was just one of those games. Nothing was going on. There was no life in the building. And then Ryan O'Reilly, the Sabres' best player in my opinion, he had been on the ice for the first 2 Kings goals. The first goal he got scorched pretty badly by Anze Kopitar. And basically he kind of had enough, and he grabbed the puck below the net. He skated through the circle, through the slot, into the right circle, and he backhanded a really nice goal in. And he basically single-handedly ignited the team, and it was a heck of a goal. It got the building going, it got his teammates going, and it shows you the value of Ryan O'Reilly, his leadership, his skill set, just what he can do, what he can take on his shoulders. And there haven't been a lot of games like that at KeyBank Center for the last few years. Genuinely exciting games with offensive outbursts, and I think everyone enjoyed it. The players really fed off the fans. The fans loved it. It wasn't a perfect win by any means, but it gave you a glimpse of what the Sabres can be. They have some offensive firepower. We don't see it a lot, but they have 2 top centers in Ryan O'Reilly and Jack Eichel. And you look at their top 6 forwards, on paper at least, they're pretty good. And games like that are kind of starting to become a trend since Jack Eichel came back a couple weeks ago. That they've had some nice, fun home wins where they came back. And they've still been a very flawed team with Jack Eichel back, but you start to see that new dimension he gives them.
On the back end, the team's defensive core is getting healthy. A couple of regulars have returned this past week, and another appears to be close to a return.
Yeah, Zach Bogosian skated Tuesday morning with his teammates. He should practice today, and if all goes well, maybe he'll play Friday or Saturday. He didn't have a target date, but I would think he'll be back soon. And the Sabres miss him. He brings a lot. He's a very good puck mover. The excuse for the Sabres has been most of the year that they haven't had their whole team. Eichel was out a while. They've had 2 or 3 defensemen out. They've had other. Evander Kane missed a lot of time. But when Bogosian comes back, they could have pretty much their full lineup, and no more excuses then.
Also, maybe not his best game of the season, but a much-needed win for goalie Robin Lehner.
Yes, Robin Lehner was at a point where he had won 1 of his last 10 decisions, and he needed that win badly. Most nights he's played well enough to win. He's been the hard luck loser a lot of games. He doesn't get a lot of goal support. But at the same time, he really hasn't stolen a lot of games. He played a terrific game at Ottawa about 5 weeks ago. But other than that, he hasn't stepped up and been the difference in a game like we saw Ryan Miller be for all those years. But just to get a win, even though he allowed 3 goals, I think it's huge for his psyche. I think Anders Nilsson had been pushing him a bit, the backup goalie. And they had reached a point with Robin Lehner. If your starting goalie has 1 win in 10 games, you have to do something. You can't keep playing him. So I think for the time being, at least, that takes some of the pressure off him.
Sabres have games against the Islanders on Friday and the Hurricanes on Saturday. Thanks, Bill. Let's talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.